Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. This Reaction Monday, it's been spirited, to say the least. We say hello to former Titans punter Brett Kern, who is on the line with us. Just get ready for this, Brett. I mean, we've yelled at each other today. I mean, we're not going to yell at you, but I mean, it's certainly gotten spirited, and it's because I think we're all passionate about this team and just can't figure out what the heck is going on with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay to debate. I think that's a great thing to have, is still be friends and talk to each other, but still also have spirited debate and just express your feelings, express your frustrations. You know, the people that are there yesterday, I mean, they pay for tickets to go and support their team. And so, you know, obviously when the quarterback switch happened and a bunch of cheers and all that stuff started out, that's just people just expressing how they feel. And you're allowed to do that. So
I want to start with that. Brian Callahan makes the decision. Will Levis had thrown three picks at that point. He puts Mason Rudolph in. Can you come back from that, or is that pretty much signifying that, hey, this isn't working with Levis? We're going to obviously be doing something different.
I think it probably depends on going forward. You know, here against Indy, I mean, if you don't start him against Indy, right, then it's done, right? At least for the rest of the season. I mean, obviously he's still under contract, rookie contract, not a first rounder. Don't have to worry about the 5th year option. Anything like that, and that kind of decision. But you know, obviously, yesterday the fans were expressed how they felt. Whether or not the organization will do, you know, the same thing going forward, I don't think Will's going anywhere, right? I think he's shown the things that he can do well. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about, yeah, I mean, he deserves to get a chance in 2025. But the thing about the NFL, we always joke around like it's called not for long, right? You know, you have to prove yourself every week. I had a coach my rookie year, special teams coach, that I can't tell you how many times he told me after a game, he's like, we're going to cut you. And it's just a week to week thing. Right. And especially at the quarterback position, you know, you have the keys to the franchise. So whether or not he plays the last three, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, what Coach Callahan, and his staff will decide. But I think, you know, going forward, you know, I think mainly I was looking back at, you know, that 2019 season that we had, went to the AFC Championship, and I look, you know, coaches that I've played for and all that stuff, they talk about how important it is to build in the trenches, right? And I think you look at, you know, who we had in the trenches, like the offensive line, Jack Conklin, you know, Ben Jones leading that center, Taylor Lewan, Roger Saffold, you know, probably one of the nastiest pulling guards in the NFL, right? And then on the other side, you had Jarrell Casey, Daquan Jones, who's still playing, right? A young Jeffrey Simmons. You know, you had Harold Landry, outside linebacker, right? I mean, that's pretty solid in the trenches. And so I think my personal opinion going forward is you have to build in the trenches. And if there's not a quarterback out there that you fully love, right, you can do the Sam Darnold experiment, right? I don't know. You bring Sam Darnold here, you look at what he's had in Minnesota, and Kevin O'Connell as his head coach, the weapons that he has, is he able to do that here? Do you try to go for a Mac Jones, a Justin Fields? Because the last thing you want to do is draft a quarterback first round, and now you're attached to him for 4 years, you know, then the 5th-year option and all that kind of stuff. When really in the trenches, you could – if you move JC to right tackle, what he played in college, and you go get a left tackle, right? Or you go try to find a right tackle. Clearly we know free agency doesn't always pan out, right? A lot of times you bring in a guy and you give him a lot of money. It doesn't always work, right? And I think that's the thing about when I was with Vrabel, like he was able to get guys to come in. They were just hungry. They just wanted to play, right? And so free agency can work. You get a guy like Ben Jones in free agency. He's your center for 8-9 years. And, you know, maybe one of the best to ever play the position, you know, in the organization. You know, and so sometimes it does work out, sometimes it doesn't. But I feel like you have to build in the trenches first, because you can always get in a fill-in quarterback for a year or two that's capable, that's somebody that's maybe should be a starter, maybe shouldn't, but can go out there and do the job.
We're talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And God, Brett, I hate bringing this up with you. You were on the 2014 team which was
never mind.
Which was awful. This team is 3-11. They got three games left. What's it like walking that facility when you know nobody likes you, your team's not any good, and yet you got three more games to play?
I was hoping you were going to ask a different question. No, I mean, like I said, I've said it before, honestly, like, you know, in my position, it was, I could go back there and just punt the best that I could punt. You see guys that are out there that are, you know, they're going to be free agents. The film doesn't lie. The eyes in the skies do not lie. And every team looks at film every week. And so when they're trying to evaluate, you know, who do they want to bring in as a free agent? Who's somebody that we can sign? Who's a guy that's balling out special teams? Because every team needs those kind of guys. And so you're going out there trying to put the best product out there. Like I said, I mean, you know, I have a wife and kids that are depending on me, you know, for a living. And it's just you take a lot of pride in what you do. Regardless of what our record was, I still wanted to go out there and do the best that I could to prove my goal is to try to be the best punter, you know, in the NFL. And so I couldn't mentally lapse saying, well, we stink. We, you know, I don't think we're going to win this game. Or right. Here we got to go to, you know, to some, you know, I remember we were playing Jacksonville. Jacksonville was terrible too. Here we go to Jacksonville, Duval, and there's 10,000 people in the stands. Like, this is, you know, not getting the juice for the game, I guess, whatever. I don't know. But guys, I mean, I could tell yesterday, I went to the game, like, guys are still playing. It's not like guys are loafing. We talked about, you know, tanking, all that garbage. There's no tanking in an NFL locker room. And so you just have to go out there and play with pride. You got, you know, a last name on the back of your jersey that you're representing. You have a logo that you're representing. You have a city. You have a fan base. It's just, you know, we talked about this team is just inconsistent. And there are players that they can build around. I know you guys could probably argue about that, who and what, but there's guys that are good players. And unfortunately, there's just some areas that are weaknesses that, you know, that just need to get addressed.
Will you watch this team, Brett? What's the most frustrating thing that you see each Sunday that just drives you crazy?
Probably. I think it's just the silly mistakes. And the Titans just aren't quite there yet to be able to over. You look at the game yesterday, right? Yeah, you got Joe Burrow, you got Jamar Chase, you got T. Higgins, right? Somehow the Cincinnati Bengals had more penalties than the Titans. I mean, it was a penalty fest, right? And, you know, I broke down all the penalties, right? They had 12 penalties. Out of the 12, 10 of them the Titans were able to overcome, which is amazing. That's great. Only because either they made a big play, right, which is great. That's how you respond. Or the Bengals matched it with a dumb penalty of themselves, right? And so that helped them out. In previous weeks, that hasn't always happened, right? So the Bengals helped as well. But the one that gets me is, you know, the Titans did a great job. Burrow throws a pick. They score. That's exactly what you want to do. You start on the 29-yard line, right? Then Burrow fumbles. Titans are up 14-7. You know, you got the Derek King-esque stiff arm by Sweat. You know, that might be on a T-shirt someday. And you have a chance to respond, and Will fumbles. Cincinnati comes down and scores, makes it 14-14. So then how do you respond, right? You're playing pretty good, minus, you know, the one fumble. You have a 3rd-and-2 and a false start on Latham. 3rd-and-2, I promise you could ask Bill Callahan about his play call sheet. There's a lot more plays for 3rd-and-2 than when you're backed up at 3rd-and-7. You're pretty much in a passing situation, right? Levis throws an INT. Three plays later, T. Higgins, deep ball, touchdown. Now it's 21-7. Will comes out, throws another pick. 24-14. And then even when Burrow throws the pick, right, it's almost better than a punt. I mean, they get the ball at the 3-yard line. You know, when you start from inside the 5-yard line, I think there's only like a 3.2% chance that you get any points. So it's just as good as a punt. Unfortunately, you know, Will obviously goes again, throws a pick, and it's a pick six. I just think it's little things. They have the opportunity to get the ball midfield. They're up 14-7. Man, you have an opportunity to go up 21-7, maybe 17-7, and they just couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. We'll see what happens moving forward. Brett, always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Take care.
You too. Brett Kern joining us on the program, former Titans punter. We'll get back to the phones in your reaction, 615-737-1025. Titans lose again. Will Levis benched. What does that mean moving forward? 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game.